For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The 2020 election may be behind us, but the COVID-19 pandemic is still ahead, and Memphis will be navigating the economic fallout for quite some time. The Commercial Appeal's Ted Evanoff has been looking at how different sectors of our local economy are faring. He's back with us now. Thanks, Ted.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
First, some good news. Unemployment is down here in Memphis, not to pre-COVID levels, but closer to normal. Ted, if so many businesses are still hurting, what's bringing the jobs back?
Well, the economy came back once the social distancing measures were relaxed in May and June. People started going out again and spending. At the same time, you know, a lot of people are working from home. And it's led to really an extraordinary development. We've seen the biggest surge in jobs in the history of Memphis. 100,000 people lost their jobs when the pandemic came on. 70,000 of those people have come back to work.
Memphis, in one way, has been very lucky to also be a shipping hub with all the logistics that go into it. Ted, is this one area that could come out on the other side of the pandemic better than before?
You know, people thought the logistics business was just going to cave in back in the spring when the pandemic began. There were fears that people just weren't going to buy anything, and trucking, rail, air freight would come to a halt. That clearly hasn't happened. Whether it comes back stronger, it could. I mean, there is a lot of warehouse construction going on right now. There's an expectation that there's another 10 million square foot of distribution capacity coming online next year.
And you learned that Memphis could become a major distribution center for COVID-19 vaccines. Is that because there's already the infrastructure for that here, or is it being built?
Well, the infrastructure is here. You have all kinds of facilities here to move your product out of Memphis to final users and to bring in the raw materials. How much of that medical supply actually comes to the United States? That's kind of an open question right now. A good share of what does come to the United States will be moving through Memphis.
Well, last year we were talking about the upcoming battle between Amazon and FedEx for package deliveries. Amazon has built some distribution warehouses here in Memphis, but FedEx this year is expecting to have a record year for shipping. How has the pandemic affected the so-called shipping wars in Memphis?
Oh my, what a story FedEx has been. Their stock has tripled since it tanked in the spring. What's interesting is in 2016, when Amazon began assembling a fleet of Boeing 767s, there was a lot of chatter out there that this was going to spell the end of FedEx and UPS eventually, that the carriers couldn't compete with a giant like Amazon. But what happened is COVID-19 came on. Amazon simply did not have the infrastructure in place to handle this huge volume of shipments. FedEx and UPS stepped in and they competed very, very well. Will that business go away when the pandemic eases? Probably not. It looks like FedEx is going to be there to stay. You know, Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, was there earlier in the fall saying what FedEx did was the largest airlifts by any company since the Berlin airlift in 1948. It was just a great story for FedEx to tell the world.
Ted Evanoff is a business columnist at the Commercial Appeal. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This is WKNO News.